Welcome to Platinum Property Training's podcast, where we will be talking about business, money, and let's not forget the economy, real estate, and bringing in real inspirations. These are people that are doing some great things in our world. Like, share, add this to your playlist, and subscribe to keep track of our updates. Okay, you beautiful people, sit back, relax, let's listen, and let's get down to business. Okay, you are all very, very welcome back to Platinum Properties podcast. Take a pen, a piece of paper, and take as many notes as you possibly can, and make sure your learning index is turned on, because tonight we're talking about property, and I absolutely love property, as you know. So I want to welcome our guest in tonight. You are very, very welcome to Platinum Property Training. You're very welcome. I know you're logging in from the sun, which we'll be talking about later on. Leonard, you're very, very welcome to Platinum Property Training, and Paul, and your company D, I always get this wrong now,
Decorify.
Decorify. You're going to take us through an exciting, what you do and how you've built this, and obviously give our members a tool to use, which I'm excited about myself, because it's a space that I'm heading into. And I know we were talking offline a few minutes ago, and it can be very tricky for a property investor or an estate agent if they're given a property and it's a bit of a shell. And you've created this app that we can really see the vision, the plan, and maybe get a slightly bit more money for our properties if we're selling them.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Decorify's mission really is to empower people to visualize things that might not come naturally to them. And this is a very real issue. So if we're talking about everything from the decision making, this is something I actually learned very recently. The part of your brain that's responsible for decision making is directly linked to the part of your brain that's responsible for visualizing things. So the more you can visualize something, the faster you'll make a decision. And this was something at the core of what we were doing, even though we hadn't done the whole study stats thing behind it. But yes, we really want people to have a good experience selling property and then provide their buyers with a good experience purchasing property, renting property, whatever it is. So they don't feel like they're coming to this strange place that has nothing to do with them. So we really want to personalize it and create an emotional connection between a buyer and a property through a great seller using a great tool, which is...
Well, it is absolutely fantastic. And I'll let you in on a little bit of a secret as well from the property point of view, from an investor side of things. One of my good friends was buying a property before, and it was up online. It was a bit of a shell. And he said to me, you know, pop on up. Now, this was this was his family home. So it wasn't an investment. Okay. It wasn't anything. But I popped out to this house and it wasn't online. So I know all your stuff, you've built it through AI, you've built it through an app, and you can play around with it online really fast. So I actually popped up, and it was the first time staging in a property caught me out, because I walked into the property and I was like, oh, James, look, if you're buying this thing, buy it. It's a beautiful house, designed well. I fell in love with the house because the way it was staged out and the way it was designed. And then he rang me up and he said, it's after going up to, I can't remember the exact number, 365,000. And he's ringing me back the following day. He says, is that 375? We want it. And he let it go to 390 and he bought the thing. And I was like, well, look, it's family home. It's slightly different than what I do for an investment, because
for an investment.
And I went up about 2 weeks later and it was a shell. And I was like, what the hell? This isn't the same house I seen. It was a completely different property as such. But it's just mad how with AI that you for an investor point of view, that you could design out and stage out a load of properties, or like we're selling 12 units at the moment, and we could really, really design them 12 units so the end user or the buyer can visualize exactly what they're doing. Because if they're looking at a concrete wall, well, they're not really going to fall in love with it. But
no, not much comes from it, really. If you're very creative, you really can't picture things that well. And then what we were also talking about offline, and I'm more than happy to share, is that staging a home, first of all, it's very expensive. physical staging is expensive. There's companies that charge a flat fee. There's companies that charge a percentage of the selling point. And if we're talking about markets like Ireland, that can be quite high. So it's time consuming, it's expensive. And then it's a very one size fits all solution. I go into a house and they're presenting me with what they think that house can be, but maybe I don't want a bigger dining room. Maybe I want a playroom for my daughter. Maybe I don't want three bedrooms. Maybe I want a home office. And the advantage of a solution like this is that you can stage, for example, different rooms in your adverts. So this is what room three could look like as an office. This is what it could look like as a guest bedroom. But then when you're in the actual viewing, because all you need to run it is internet access. If you hear a couple saying, oh, this would be such a beautiful nursery, snap a shot, redesign it on the moment, and you can show it to them. You can use it for follow-ups. So it's really, really versatile. And we do have an advantage as well when it comes to staging, which is most of the competitors, and there's not really that many, but the companies that are geared towards staging, they do some sort of furniture placement solution. So if the house is in ruins, you're going to see like just ruins with a bed there and a bedside table, and it will kind of look a bit weird, but with our solution, it kind of makes the walls white again, and it really gives you a vision of a full renovation together with staging. Which I think is pretty cool.
That is why I'm so excited about tonight's talk and tonight's interview as well, because it's a space that we're heavily involved in now. We're heavily invested in. And I mean, you're fast tracking it for me especially as well. And probably for a lot of people that are going to listen to this hugely, because we can bring an internet connection down. We could potentially bring the buyers down. And instead of like, I know you briefly spoke about staging earlier on, the cheapest cost we have at staging, the cheapest quote we had received back in went from, I think, 9,500 to 17,000. So I would rather bring in you, your app, fully designed the way I want it, because we could work behind the scenes on it, and then probably put a projector on the wall, sit the potential buyers down and say, this is the property here now before you go walking with it, and let them see it all completely designed out through your app. And for us as well, selling it, and anyone else that's listening in here, you could start to get the buyer interested now while you're in the construction phase, which is priceless, because anytime we're buying property, we're under the clock because we're paying for finance. And I think this is going to work beautiful for our company too. So tell me a little bit more about what you do.
Okay, so this started quite small. It started just as an interior redesign tool. Like I said, very linked to our own experience, buying a property and how hard it was for us to visualize what spaces could become. And it was a family home as well, so it wasn't an investment property. So, you know, you walk into a house, it's just white walls or the furniture is from the 1950s. And you think, how am I going to bring up a daughter here? How am I going to work in this environment, right? So made the app, took a few snaps, and that was the beginning of it. And in the beginning, all that done was you took a room that was already somehow furnished, somehow laid out, good or bad. And then it transformed the style. It did a little upgrade, or a big upgrade, but it was just a style upgrade. So you'd keep more or less the structure, or you keep the whole structure, you'd keep more or less the furniture, and you just gave it a new life. And that picked up quite a lot of interest. So we decided to think of what else could be done to help with the property market and to really bring these thoughts to life. And then we developed into things such as staging, exterior design. So not only the interiors, but doing the facades as well. Drawings to design, which will take a drawing, a sketch of a house, like an architecture sketch or a sketch of a room, and turn it into a real life looking render. And then loads of other things such as green spaces, fixing a lawn, fixing the light of the sky. So everything that you can have in your property that maybe is not attracting buyers, that you can attract them, because there's a few stages to it, right? First, you need to get them to a viewing and then you need to close the deal. So we're trying to stand in everywhere along the way, from the ad that you put up online to the follow-up that you do with your prospective buyers.
And it's really important, because in the world that we live in now, you do only get one chance to impress. So you have got one chance, especially in the property world, to put your best foot forward. Because at the end of the day, if we're selling a product or we're selling a brand new house or a fully refurbished property, we're only getting paid on the outcome. So the more effort we put into this now and the plan and the vision, that should get us more bang for our buck. It definitely will get us more bang for our buck. So again, then, so you came up with this. So who actually came up with the idea then? Was it yourself and your partner, your business partner?
Yep. So we came up with the idea when we were looking to buy our first home together. And you know, it's quite a relief to be able to say that we are a married couple founders. There's a lot of prejudice in the industry of startups regarding that, but we're, I think it's a great asset to have a partner in business. That's also your life partner. I do think it's a big advantage. So he had this idea. Paul had the idea, let's be fair. I'll credit him for that. Because
he's taking the first million.
He is, but then he buys me a good gift. He had the idea because to me, it was a very, very draining experience looking for a house. You start with all the energy in the world, and then you go see a few houses that are absolutely stunning and realize they're way out of your budget and that you shouldn't have even wasted your time. And then as you start to downgrade, because you obviously don't want to spend $5 million in your first home, your motivation just gets down. And for me, it was always a matter of, what am I going to do with this? Like, well, literally, we're not going to live here. It's not going to, we can't do anything out of it. It's something that a lick of paint won't solve. And therefore, he started getting into it. And then I also do AI as well. So I jumped in to work on models and training and all of that. And we made it happen.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So the name of the company, which I always find interesting, who came up with the name, and does it have a meaning behind it?
So we both came up with the name. I think that was a general brainstorming session. I won't give him credit for that one. And we wanted, I'm going to be completely honest, right? For me, a genius name is Google, because Google meant nothing before Google, and now Google is a verb. So that's top notch, right? We wanted a name that was more of a composition of two words, or in this case, a word and a suffix. And we wanted something to indicate decoration, because initially didn't even do the staging or the exterior, it was purely the interior. And then something to indicate some action, some movement, some, you know, kind of dynamic. And that's how the Corify came along, pretty much.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. So just take me through the process then. So say I contact you in the morning and now correct me if I'm wrong here, because again, you know the app much better than I ever will. I buy a house in the morning and I know I'm going to use your services. What do I do? Like, where do I go? What do I do? I pick up the phone, I ring you, I book a consultation. What way does it work?
So the best thing about it, and I'm a very hassle-free person, so I love self-service stuff. You don't have to call us, email us, or talk to us. You don't have to know our faces. You don't have to know our voices and ever interact. You just go on the Corify.app. You choose the plan that best suits you, sign up, pay, use it, and that's it. We're obviously always there. We have pretty much 24/7 support. And if there's any problem, you can talk to us. But to actually try it and make the purchase, you can also try on the website for free. You have a small free trial if you want to just play around and see the interface of the app before you buy. But when you're decided to buy, you just do it without any of us having to do anything, which I think is pretty good, because sometimes you need the things for yesterday. So we try to make it as seamless as possible.
Okay, so I log into the app, and then where because again, I mightn't be too good in computers. Where do I start? Do I start designing in the front room? I want to do the whole thing now. So where do I start? Do I start in the bathroom, the sitting room? Just talk me through how I would take a 3-bed house and take it from this idea. Because as I said to you earlier on, and me and my wife are in business together. We have the same problems you guys would have as well, because sometimes it's in the middle of the night, you'd be turning around and go, did you do this? Did he do that? So I'm sure you get the same.
100%, but... yeah.
Yeah. So
for designing something, right? Yeah. We have decided to split the app in which every tool, so we call them design tools, and every single one of them has a specific functionality. That is because we want people to be focused on what they're doing, to be giving it a thought, instead of just swapping from one thing to the other, and then they get lost and don't get the results they expect. So the first thing you got to ask yourself is, where do I want to start, interior or exterior? If you want to start with the interior, in this case, a three-bedroom house, then you have two options. Do I want to redesign it? So is this an old property that already exists, already is furnished, but just needs a bit of an upgrade? Or do I want to stage it? You choose one of them. And then what you have to do is you go to either model, interior redesign or staging. And we actually launched a new feature a couple of weeks ago because everyone was asking us, I have to upload just one picture at once. And it's a bit of a pain. So now you can upload up to 10 pictures and just redesign them all with the same style, same color palette, and just get the results for the full house. So you can do that, or you can play with different styles, up to 4 styles for each room. So you can play with different ones to see what works best. You can also use things like design inspiration. So if you have a very particular aesthetics, we had a user, for example, that loved a hotel in Sweden or something like that and wanted to redesign the whole property based on that hotel. So you can use something called design inspiration, input the picture of the hotel and redesign the room based on that. So it really depends on your use case. But even if you're not a computer expert, you get around to it pretty quick. I'd say the onboarding time for you to understand how the app works is less than 5 minutes.
That's fantastic. And again, for us, again, I'm just going back because we're going through this process right now, and it's causing, and I've no shame in saying this, this is causing my relationship to go on rocky terms because we can't agree on anything. And like, I'd say, well, what about this and what about that? And one of the properties that we're doing is like an old Victorian building. So exactly what you said there, we can maybe input stuff in there and then just agree, instead of like what we're having to do at the moment, which I think is not a good use of our time. We have to keep going down and picking a tile, bringing the tile back up, putting it beside the kitchen. Yeah. We're like, that doesn't work. But it really looked well in the shop. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking driving me mad. Because it's not a 2-minute trip to the shop. As you know yourself, you head down to the tile shop, it's 2 hours of your day gone. So,
and even if it is short, it's still not immediate.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
You can only get so many tiles at once without looking weird at the shop.
Exactly.
Here you can do it as many times as you want without any judgment.
Yeah, and the fact that we can do it probably sitting beside a computer and it can be all jigged around. So again, I can take a bit of Victorian in there, I can play around with it, and get my sitting room done.
Yeah. Yeah,
then
absolutely.
My sitting room gets... So does that, once we agree our design and once we agree what it looks like, is that like a 3D photo of the room then? Or is it like a picture of the room that's logged or saved?
So for now, it's like a picture of the room.
Brilliant.
So you'd see a realistic picture, literally as if you had staged it in person and okay. took a picture yourself. And also to save your marriage, one of the features that we are planning to launch soon is in the design inspiration, the ability of uploading multiple inspiration pictures. So if your wife likes something and you like something else, there's no problem. You can just get all
again,
together in a beautiful blend.
I'm just saying it from an investor point of view, but I'm sure there's plenty of couples going to listen into this that find that design, like, the design, it's very stressful buying a property, right? We all know that. You knew that yourself when you were buying one. And then you've got the design part of it, which is really stressful. For me, I think it's the most stressful thing you can possibly do on a property, because one color is for one. Like, really what I'm trying to do is please the end customer. Mm-hmm. But I know there's couples that are first-time buyers that are going to be looking into this. And they, like, this big, massive investment that they bought, they can play around with it to get a catalog or a scrapbook done on a computer, on an app, and make it theirs, make it their home. And there's no fighting with builders then. There's no fighting with going down to the wallpaper shop and fighting with all these different things. You know what you're doing. You know what your bathroom's going to look like. And it's a much easier build then out the far end as well. If you're doing a self-build, we haven't even spoke about self-build, which is huge here in Ireland at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Um, all these things have to be planned properly. The biggest frustration I have at the moment is trying to pick, because we've so many different projects on and each project comes with a different set of designs. I'm really looking forward to navigating my way around this app. So again, take me up to, say, the bathroom now. We can go into the bathroom.
You can go into any room. The most important thing is to decide which place of the house you're going to be looking at renovating. So is it interior, exterior, or a green space, like a backyard or something? And then from there, each one has a specific set of tools. If what you're looking to do is the same thing for all of the rooms, so let's say it's staging for all of them, you don't need to go back and forth. You can just upload all of the pictures and get the results there. So you don't need to go back and forth between the bathroom and the bedroom, that process, because AI, right, is somehow smart. And therefore, you don't need to give it much indication bar. This is a room and what I want here is a bathroom. We also have a feature, if you already have a room in place and you use some of our, like I said, very few competitors, but there are some out there, and you have a living room and you want to turn it into a dining room, you can say you want it to be a dining room all you want, but it will always end up as a living room. But now we just launched features, for example, for repurposing the space. Okay. So if you wanted a living room to become a home office, a second bedroom, whatever it is, that allows you to see it as well. But that is still, for example, that alone is still in the same interior redesign flow. So you don't have to leave it for a minute.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And again, we're just talking about a little small house. I can imagine if you're doing, and I'm just talking from my experience, because it's something that's really, really causing a lot of hassle for me at the moment. But if you had a little small mini hotel or a small B&B practice and you wanted to try and design it like a little boutique hotel, this would work fantastic as well for it as well. The other thing I was thinking that we may not have talked about, we've identified that to stage one of the properties that we own at the moment, it's costing between 9,000 and 17,000. Like, that's an awful lot of money. Like, it's a big, big chunk of money for all that furniture to just get taken out of property. But like, for a potential buyer for us coming in, my vision on this now, I've literally only thought of this now. If we put internet into the property, brought the couple into an empty shell, pulled down a banner, a white screen, and maybe just pressed play on what we've designed and said to them, look, this is what we propose you do with the property at this stage. But you can design it through this app, whatever way you want yourself, and give them what they're looking for is, you know, an A or B rated home. And then maybe get, instead of us forcing our colors and our design on them, let the app do it for them and let them then take over themselves and give them, you know, a good product of the property.
And also our designs take on average 7 to 10 seconds. So if you show something and someone says, I'm not loving the gray, you know, just swap the gray. Swap it on the moment. Don't let that customer go. Don't end them in the viewing without thinking, this is my dream home.
Yeah.
And that's what's great about it, is that it's not according to my taste. It's according to the taste of the people who come. So they might get a base of what I think will look nice, but then it can be totally customizable and it can be done on the spot. You don't need to then send an email the following day saying, oh no, this could look great as well, just like you want it. You can just do it there and show it there, and you don't lose that connection with the customer. So while there's seeing another room or maybe still looking at the picture, you do it, you put it on the screen, and that's it done.
Yeah, because you said at the very start of the podcast as well, when to make a formal decision or to make a fast decision, you need visual. Now, that's me all over. If I can see something and go, well, hold on, we're now standing in it and I'm seeing the room that I designed in front of me the way I want it, I can make a decision whether I'm buying that property or not very quickly. So again, and I think this is where we might lead into AI and property now as well. Mm-hmm. If I spend, which we have done now, like our painting bill is probably heading up to 8,000 or 9,000 at the moment. That's expensive to repaint. So my colors are something that I like, doesn't quite work for the new buyer coming in. They're going to have to spend money to repaint this thing. Whereas absolutely. I think if we were selling our properties through the app nearly, you could give the potential buyer the chance to log into the app, log into the property and then design the property and come back with it, you know, and say, maybe don't finish the property to this level. We want to take over here ourselves. Just give us the build out as we are. So,
and sorry to interrupt, but a little note on that. We're talking about property, so the stakes are quite high. Everyone now after the pandemic is okay online shopping for maybe a pair of shoes, maybe a shirt. But here we're not talking about the $20 that it costs you to order something from one of them fast fashion websites. The stakes are very, very high. People are putting in big money. Most people are taking loans, they're taking mortgages. So you can't just impress them by saying, you know, it will look great. You really need to sell them on the dream and on the vision. And I think that's what's really important in terms of property. And I did work in property before. So the first ever startup I worked for was in property. And it was actually one of the very first, this was in London, and it was one of the very first companies to sell rooms or rent rooms fully remote. So loads of people just booked from abroad and never came to see the property until they moved to London, right? But even then, the stakes were so high that, you know, it was really hard to convince someone to come and rent something that they had never seen. And it was just for 6 to 12 months. It wasn't for life or for the next 35 years or however long a mortgage is. Mm. And therefore, a lot of my experience was in that, how do you do this? How do you build a connection from someone not being there to then being there and to then enjoying being there and wanting to be there for the rest of their life? So really, that was part of the journey that we're trying to take with this.
Yeah, and I think it's absolutely fantastic as well. That leads us sort of into the new vision of, you know, us as property investors becoming dinosaurs and straightening our way, or you know, people that are going to invest in their first property as their new home or where they're going to raise their children. That, so we're taking now AI into property. I think it's very, very important. How much do you see it as, like, how important do you see AI heading into property? And again, I know nothing about computers, but you know tons more than me in this space. So how from the feedback you're getting from your app, how important do you think it is to bring it in?
I think it's vital. I know that there's a lot of skepticism. I know there's a lot of fear surrounding AI replacing people or whatever it might be. But I think that, for me, my vision for AI is industry agnostic. So I think AI is there to do the things that you're not particularly good at doing, and more importantly, that you do not need to waste time doing.
Yeah.
So someone who is selling property doesn't need to waste time contacting interior designers or people who do staging or just going there and painting walls themselves, because there are people who do this themselves. A lot of the estate agent market, for example, is self-employed people who just use a brand. If you're talking about some of the big real estate agencies, and they have to do everything themselves. Now, what are they good at? Usually what a salesperson is good at is closing the sale, making the connection. So why are they spending so much time doing this? I think that AI will boost this industry forward. And I think it will boost pretty much every industry forward by taking that weight of the people who are spending such a big percentage of their time doing something that could be fully automated. And in that way, they would save their time, save their energy and their focus for the things that they're unique at doing and that AI, at least for now, won't be able to do for them, which is human-like tasks.
You're absolutely 100% spot on. And that's why I was getting a bit excited earlier on about this, because, like, we are wasting, and I know we're not wasting, but we are wasting. We're running around to loads of different suppliers and trying to grab bits of paint and bits of sample. We're wasting, like, that's not what we make money at. I need to simplify this. And you said earlier on, it's going to take me maybe 5 minutes, no matter how bad you are with computers. Let's call it 15 minutes. to do some.
I don't think it would. We did plenty of grandma tests, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't test it with my grandma. She is 90. So I thought that that one was a bit of a push. But I tested with people that did not speak a word of English, for example, or that were not good at computers, and they all got the hang of it in a lot less than 15 minutes. So I'm quite confident in my 5 minutes estimate.
I could break them records for you. You wouldn't see me with computers. Anyway, and then the second thing that you said that really, really excited me was that you can change a room in about 7 seconds. Like,
yeah,
you know how difficult it is for us to even change a color in a room and try and agree. Whereas in 7 seconds, like, I mean, this is just like instant now, where it's going to be so helpful, especially for, like, we've got a lot of, I'm not saying older, but a lot of property investors that are in our group and in our network, that might have been, they have something in their head and they don't really like to change it. And they don't like to change it. And I know why they don't like to change it, because it's all the shit that I'm dealing with now. You have to run around, you have to rethink. Whereas if we can give them a log them into this app, get them to play around with it, their minds will just blow apart and they'll be able to, you know, get a little bit creative as well. So it's fantastic so far.
Yeah, and even if you do decide, because there's people who will eventually decide to get an interior designer to finish a project, or get a professional involved, because I'm not saying AI will completely replace everybody, but even if I was to get an interior designer involved, because I really want my house to be top notch, the way I see things, the way I perceive them, and the way I communicate them to a professional in the area is very different to the way they communicate. I will not know the technical terms, and I will see something in my head, and then I'll be like, maybe a sofa here, that's kind of great, and that's big, and that's, you know, the professional won't really get it. If you have a base, a way to bridge between your vision and the professional that then comes in later, then you're not stealing work away from them. You're making them do their job faster with less iterations. So really, I see this as a win-win situation, regardless of which area you're in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, before we move into our next part, one of our good friends, and he's done talks here, his company's called Life Size Plans. So I think if I can connect you guys together, which I will do, this could really, really work for both of you, because what he does as well, if you think you're a property, like you're building your brand new self build, you and your wife, and you're not used to reading plans, like around here, we know how to read plans. We put them on boards. We make rooms a little bit different. We play around with them, but it's hard to understand. So he's
absolutely
created a company where in he's a 4,000 square foot unit, and he projects your plans onto the ground.
Okay.
And you can walk around your house. Now, if that couple, and then they make changes to their plans, which I think is fantastic, because he pulls out your bed, he pulls out your uniform, your furniture, and you can walk by your wall and you know where you're going into. Your plans are projected onto the ground, and then he puts real life things in there. If that couple could then go home after that point with your app and start to design their colors, the frustration and the heartache of doing all this property up and doing each room up, all that fighting and all that disagreements will just be minimized, because you've made it so simple with AI. So I'll connect you with John, and you know, he has plenty of clients that are really, really
seems like it would be great synergy with that. And also, I would love to see if anyone that's listening to the podcast, so you, Paul, knows if there's any survey about this, and it's my ignorance, that I'm happy to know about it. But I would love to know how many people actually get approved for a mortgage or have money to invest in property and end up giving up or taking three times the time they had initially planned because of the frustration that comes along the way. And I would say it is a surprisingly big percentage.
It is. And I'll just 100%. When I said earlier on that we were arguing because we're in business, but I mean, again, that frustration, like when I tried to design something for a bedroom or a room, and we argue on a bit, like we lock heads a little bit on it, that causes a small bit of tension. And it's like when it gets to that part of the project again, I'm like, oh, here we fucking go again. Whereas we could have the project built in a box, ready to go, designed, I don't have to get involved and I just have to say yes or no, because I like to make decisions very quickly. And then mm-hmm. we could move forward with and it could be on the app. That's the next thing I wanted to ask you as well. Is this, when this is all logged in and done, do you, is it held in the app, or do we log back into the app? And like I say for argument's sake that I designed there, or we went onto the app tonight and we designed one of the properties that we're selling, and we mm-hmm. all agreed that this is the best design for it.
Okay.
Does that get logged there for a certain amount of days? Do we get in, pardon my ignorance of this now, because I'm a little bit stupid when it comes to this, but does that get sent back out to me for WhatsApp, sir? How do I?
Okay. So that's a very good question, actually, because everyone thinks, oh, it's so cool to redesign, but you know, it's good to think of what happens after. So if you are running a company, let's say you're working with a team, then your team account can have access to all the design, so you can decide and brainstorm. They're holding your account as of now forever, so you can always come back, but you can also share them. So it's very seamless. You just have a link for each social media and you can share the link, or you can share them directly on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on Instagram, Pinterest, whatever you can imagine. So you can, if you want some feedback of someone quickly, you can just share it. The person gives you feedback and that's pretty much it. It's very, very simple in that way. And also something that I think is a cool feature, even for investors, because you might still want to do, I don't know, stage a room, for example, in real life, just to give it, you know, a bit of a cozier feeling when someone is touring it. If you find a design that you love, there's also functionality for searching for products in that design. So you can go and see, oh, where could I buy this bed? Where could I buy this lamp? Where could I buy this? If you want to, if you're ready to move the project from an AI virtual base to a real life project, you can do that through the app. And that also saves another massive couple frustration trigger, which is trips to IKEA. Yeah. So no, whenever I can make anyone avoid those, I'm good.
You're dead right. You're dead right. And sorry, your point I was getting back to earlier on as well was one of my own property mentors that went in, and he's in the game since he's 16 years of age. He's an absolute veteran when it comes to property. But he had to bring his wife down so they could both agree, because he was able to visualize it, but he couldn't probably express the visualization mm-hmm. to his wife. And a little bit of chatting and screaming, not screaming, but a little bit of argument may have happened. Again, when I show him this app, he's going to jump out of his skin, because that's something that his wife is loves about. He's more about the building side of it and getting the rooms to work and getting the plans to work and making sure there's no fighting on that side of things. Whereas his wife would be all about, you know, putting the trophy in a certain place or moving stuff around. And it's just going to work. I know it's going to take a lot of stress. So,
and it helps you experiment with different ideas and different visions as well. When you are doing everything in person, sometimes you don't get a second chance. Right.
Yeah.
What you do is what will be done for the rest of the time, or at least for the foreseeable future. But when you're doing it online, you can maybe try things that are a bit more out of the box. Maybe you hadn't thought of before. And that's really the beauty of it, because it helps you expand your creativity as well.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. So again, who is your target market? Who can Platinum help you get this over to, and who are you seeing as your users of the app? And now I know you're worldwide, so you're not just in Ireland. I know your company's based here in Ireland. You do a lot of service here in Ireland, but who is the target market for you for your business? I know. Earlier on, I was just jumping into it because I'm definitely going to use it. So I know property investors will, but who else do you should be getting it to?
So apart from property investors, obviously, we have property developers that have been quite strong users. And obviously, the use case that came to mind from the beginning are real estate agents and agencies. So that's a market we're really, really strong on. And we have a big percentage of our users coming from that segment.
Real estate agencies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll definitely be able to help you there, because we have good, strong relationships. I'm not going to say worldwide, Ireland based, and we have good relationships with most agents. And I think, again, if I sort of step into an agent's shoes, they just want to sell the property. And sometimes if it's an ex rental property, they open the door, and I can imagine, like, they're, if they came back to me as an investor and said, Paul, look, tidy the whole thing up, paint it, do that, I'd be like, no, just sell it. But if they at least said, well, look, you know, could you maybe pay for this service and we can get sort of a bit more interest in it, because they open the door and the place is a bit grubby, it's hard to sell. Whereas if they could send their client, their potential buyers that are coming to the property, maybe this into their inbox in the morning to say, this is what the property can look like. You're going into that property naturally. We'll go, oh, I can make it look like this. Whereas if they're going in to buy something and you open the door and it's a bit run down, you're like, they just can't see the vision after that point. So estate agents are one of your big users. And do you get much call back from them? Like, do they?
So we do. So one thing that we always did in all the businesses we've had is we always listen to our users. And the way we evolve, we can assume things. In the beginning of a business, you assume things. Or you have a problem that's yours and you hope more people have that problem, and then you start investigating. But to grow a business, you really have to listen to the people who are using your product, what they want, what they need, what they're liking, and what they don't think is quite there yet. So a lot of the new ideas and new implementation, our app is getting updated pretty much until very recently, it was every week. Now we're going for another update between tomorrow and Monday. So it's constantly getting updated from the feedback that we get. And also in terms of the estate agents, right? Even if it's one agent, I don't think anyone would ever tell a property developer, oh, you have to do this so we can sell it if you can provide us the tool. We're talking about professional plans that for an annual plan for example, 150 credits, which is the redesigns you can do a month, costs you $69. So we're talking about less than 50 cents per design. You might not hit it right the first time around, the first time you play with the tool, but still you'd need quite a couple of licenses to reach the cost of in-person staging. So to give you an idea, how much did you say that you were quoted for staging? Yeah, so
air staging from one of the companies that we wanted to use, obviously it's like going to buy a car. We all want the Bentley, but we can't afford the thing. So of course, one of the companies we want to use, which are very good at staging and a really, really good design team in there, they have a real good eye, but that was 17,500. Like, that's an awful lot of money. You know, there has to be another way of getting, and again, is all the customer is doing that's buying it is walking in and going, oh, this is beautiful. It's all going to be gone. We have to give that stuff back. So why not just...
absolutely.
Why don't we just step into the world of AI and say, well, you know, I'm my brain is on fire here because, like, this is a really, really a space that we're really pushing heavy into and it's causing us problems. So why don't we just, again, drop down, start changing the way things are done. I'm only talking for my company. Drop down a big screen. Let the couple sit in there for a couple of hours in the property, give them the keys, let them chat away for a while, pull down the screen and show them what we designed. And then say to them, hey guys, look, it's 15 credits here. Take your time, flip around. It's still much cheaper than paying 20 grand.
100%. Even if you need a lot of them, even if you're buying at volume, for you to have an idea, our most expensive plan, and this is monthly, right? I was talking annual, which has a little discount. But little, no, it's quite big. It's 40%. But if you're buying monthly, so with no commitment, you just buy the first month, and that gives you 10,000 credits for just over $3,000.
Okay.
So that's a lot of trial and error for a lot cheaper than getting a company in to do staging of a property.
We definitely will be going with a yearly plan because obviously it's a part of our business that. Not saying we can't afford staging, but in my eyes, it can't, like, a property staged well, you're always going to get more money. But this is staging the property extremely well.
Yeah.
And then is all I'm going to change is maybe stage out one room in the property, give them the keys, put the projector up there and say, guys, work away, you know, for qualified buyers, not for, you know, 100 people that pass through the door. For qualified buyers, it will work very well for my business. So thanks.
And if you think about it, I think that evolution always scares people. And I do know that property is quite a traditional market still, but the companies that adopt this the fastest are the ones that are going to grow the fastest, right? You can fight change, you can embrace change. Usually if we see the people that were most successful throughout the years, they're the people who embrace change, not the ones that were fighting it, too busy fighting it to embrace it. I definitely think you have to get ahead of your competition and just use the tools that are available to you and dare to think outside of the box and do things a bit differently.
Absolutely. And it'll keep our costs down and keep our profits up. And that's, I mean, that's why we're in business, exactly like yourself.
That's what people want. Yeah.
Okay. So we've identified that maybe first time buyers, people buying a property, estate agents, myself, probably loads of other people too, probably people just playing around because it's not that expensive. Again, can we talk a little bit about pricing property? I know we just touched into it there.
Absolutely.
If someone wanted to grab this app tonight or tomorrow morning, just take me through the flow of it again. We head to your website.
So this is where I'll take my notes on pricing. As I was telling you off the record, Paul, ever since becoming a mom, my memory has gone from bad to worse. So I do need a little bit of notes. But you go on the website, there's a pricing page. So it's very clear as day. And there you'll find our plans. So we have the option for a monthly plan. The monthly subscription has no strings attached. Whenever you want to cancel it, you're free to go. The one with the annual plan is paid annually in advance, but it has a pretty sweet deal, which is 40% discount. So if you're working in the industry and you're pretty sure you're going to be using it long term, I'd say it's a pretty sweet deal. So we have three different plans. The first one is for people just looking to try it, try different models and to get a feel for it. And that is very cheap, just comes at $18 for 6 credits. So it's literally if you have a house and you just want to see how it would look like, for example, you can just do that before committing to something else. Then you go on to the next one, which is $49 a month for 40 credits. So that would be okay for a user that maybe has just purchased a property but doesn't have a big flow. And then you get into the exciting part, which are the team plans, the professional plans. And those have a different price point. They start at 150 credits per month and they go up to 10,000 credits per month. And when I say team plans, you do not need to buy a license for each person of the team. You buy a bundle of credits and then you can just distribute them throughout your team if you have different agents, for example, because at some point someone might have more properties and at some other point might be someone else. So he thought it was the fairest way to do it, to share everything within the team. So you have access to everything your teammates do.
Yeah. And that's the price point is perfect because someone that wants to try for $18, I mean, you're literally giving that thing away. That's super cheap. That wouldn't even cover the cost of me driving around trying to get these samples of tiles and all that stuff.
The tiles,
petrol, let alone my own time. And really for the more expensive model for me for a yearly basis to incorporate it into my business. And now I can see exactly why agents will do this because an agent will just pass the fee on to the customer, which is fine. Like if you came to me and I was selling one of our rental properties and they said, look, it's an extra 100 quid for this, but we're going to have your property like this. No problem. We hopefully might get you a bit more on the sale. So I can see why agents do it. But again, in my investment team, we 4 people and we have to keep on sending. We don't have to send it, but I like transparency, right, with all the staff. So we all agree. And I think that, you know, instead of us paying for all different users to log in and trying to download it, we can just log them in. We agree. We move. Speed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it's just, it creates a very frictionless experience. The problem with having teams is that maybe you want someone else's feedback. Maybe you want to agree. You know, that's why people have video calls instead of sending emails to each other to discuss things, right? You just want something that's quick and seamless. And this is an experience that even lets you share it with your customers quick and seamless if you found something that you think is what they would love. So the idea is just, AI is here to do exactly that. It's just here to take the weight of these tasks that benefit no one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, you've done your company very, very proud. Now, we haven't spoken about Paul either. So I know Paul's getting away with a little bit of murder tonight, is he?
I know, Paul's great. So Paul told me, and quote, and the rest of the, we have a little team, it's a handful of us. And what they said was, you talk too much anyway. So you're definitely the person to send on a podcast. That was the feedback. You do it for free, you might as well get something out of it.
you pulled the short straw. Well, look, send my regards to me. You've done a fantastic job explaining the app, explaining your company. I wish you all the success.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
And hopefully, I know you're going to give Ozzy small little demonstrations around it and stuff like that. And what we'll do here as well is we'll try and get it out there for you as well and explain it to people of what we do. I'm definitely going to log in and use it because I need it. I need it. It's a part that's hopefully it lets me get back on with the things that I do best, which is buying the units. I don't like designing them. But again, we're very, very good friends with Auctioneer. We're very, very good friends with them. And I think Helen, that's the managing director in there, would be really, really interested in this app because she's all about our customers. They're really, really fine-tuning things. They're trying to simplify the estate agency model, and they're doing a fantastic job of it. So I'll shoot it straight over to her in a DM as well and explain to her what we're doing on the far end.
There's a lot of synergy to be had in this market. And I think the more people work together, the faster we'll all grow.
Absolutely. And we're delighted to work with you. Final thoughts?
Yeah, just a final note that the Grofi will be issuing a discount code for the listeners of a podcast. So when it comes out, you'll be able. Oh my gosh, my brain is tired. I'll just stay at the end of the night, but you'll be able to just put in the little code and get a discount. We appreciate your guys' company. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that as well. We really, really appreciate it. And any discounts are gladly welcomed.
Who wants to pay full price for anything anymore?
yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you very much for jumping over.
Thank you for having me, Paul. It was lovely.
When you're in Dublin, we hope you walk through these doors and we can have a chat as well. And if there's anything else we can ever do for you in the future, reach out and we'll do our best now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we will chat to you all very soon. This is this week's podcast. Really, really enjoyed this one because it's about property as well, which I get very, very excited about. And we're delighted to run this, and it's going to solve a major, major problem in my world of investing too. And hopefully it solves a problem in your world too. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We will chat to you all very soon. Thanks.